is episode 76 of the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, Advice from a College Student, Go to Church, by Luke Engstrom. This article first appeared in the print edition in the Postmodern Realities column of the Christian Research Journal, volume 46, number 1 and 2, 2023. The Christian Research Journal Reads podcast presents audio versions of Christian Research Journal articles. To read the full text of this article and its documentation, please go to equip.org. That's EQUIP.org.
Advice from a College Student, Go to Church, by Luke Engstrom. Seated in my local church pew with 81 other classmates, I eagerly anticipated our speaker's sermon. It was the morning of May 19th, 2021, the day of my high school's baccalaureate service. The pastor, Kevin D. Young, began by giving us what he thought was arguably the most significant decision we seniors would make in college, perhaps even the rest of our lives. His charge to the seniors: go to church your first Sunday in college. This seemingly oversimplified tidbit would turn out to be the most influential, biblically founded advice for me in my freshman year of college. My parents paid for 13 years of K-12 private Christian liberal arts education, sent me to Christian summer camps, encouraged me to surround myself with Christian friends, and go on church mission trips, prayed before every meal, read me Christian books and the Bible before bedtimes, and listened to sermons on family road trips, all for which I am profoundly grateful. The greatest blessing they gave me? Easy, and it's not even close. Bringing me Sunday after Sunday, morning and evening, to the same church for 18 years. Even when I desperately desired to attend my 10 a.m. championship soccer games. For that, I am eternally grateful. Not just me and Jesus. In an era of New Age mysticism, blind spirituality quest, and even, quote, just me and Jesus without the church, end quote, spiritual journeys, it can be difficult to understand why the church is essential to Christian living. The abundance of biblical and theological resources we can access at a moment's notice makes it that much easier to stream a YouTube church service from halfway across the globe. Why not resort to keeping Christianity between me and Jesus, reading my Bible, attending a Bible study or a campus ministry, and streaming a couple sermons a week? Not only did Jesus desire for his followers to be regular participants in his work through a local church congregation, he knew it was drastically unhealthy to fail to do so. For the church is Christ's bride and his body, of which he's the groom and the head, Ephesians 5:23-33 and Revelation 19:7-9. Would you ever attend a wedding without a bride, or talk, logically, to a head missing its body? Of course not. Then why do we try to get Jesus without the church? Glimpses of God. I'm now in my local church in college in a different region of the country, in the squealing and bawling of a newborn girl nestled under the gentle care of her slightly embarrassed mother sitting in the back, reminds me of God's covenant promises to his people. 1 Corinthians 7:14, and her parents' desire to, quote, bring her up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, end quote. Ephesians 6, verse 4. When Pastor John invites the children up for a mini-sermon before the principal presentation of Word and Sacrament, the congregation is allowed a glimpse of Jesus' love for children, Matthew 19, verse 14. And in fact, many adults in our church say they use the children's sermon to draw the major points for the main one. This intergenerational congregational bond, based on our union in Christ, encourages me to reach out to the retired 80-year-old businessman in the front, and the 6-year-old child who can't stop talking, two people with whom I wouldn't normally interact on my college campus. I have much to learn from both. Our senior pastor's faithful commitment to preach, quote, Christ crucified, end quote, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2, every Sunday, commuting 25 minutes between two services despite ongoing health challenges, to a receptive but imperfect congregation, renders me ever grateful for a man who loves God's people, practicing daily what he preaches, James 1:25, and for a people eager to soak up the word who, like the Bereans, daily search the scriptures, Acts 17, verse 11. The family who welcomes me into their home every Tuesday for Bible study demonstrates biblical hospitality, Romans 12:13. That same family offers us college students rides to avoid freezing our toes off when it's minus 10 degrees with a foot of snow outside. Families who sacrifice their usual, relative exclusive Easter traditions to have 20 college students barge in and eat with them reflect God's generous character, Trinitarian fellowship, 1 John 1, and the rich courtesy of mutual gospel encouragement, Romans 1, 11 through 12. And it was a whole lot better than chomping down on some cafeteria food, I'll tell you that. Enduring fellowship. In the local church, we don't have a man-made institution, but a people gathered in Jesus' name, possessing the promise that, quote, the gates of hell shall not prevail against them, end quote. Matthew 16:18. Notice Jesus didn't guarantee his followers the everlasting reign of the high school parachurch group, campus ministry, or summer camp retreat center. Although, praise God for these. My Christian college soccer team, chapel services, and theological conversations in the dining hall are all edifying. Yet, ultimately, the Lord didn't promise these would last forever. What he sustains week after week, year after year, is the transcendental fellowship and worship of the saints in the church body. Every Sunday, we're comforted and spiritually fed by the means of grace and the gathering of believers. A glimpse of eternity with Christians, quote, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, end quote. Revelation 7:9. If I could speak at any baccalaureate service and address my generation, I would provide what I deem to be the most underrated, life-transforming, soul-flourishing, biblically-rooted advice I have. Show up to your local church. Every Sunday. Ask your pastor about simple ways to serve. Introduce yourself to an older member and glean his or her wisdom. And then joyfully greet those wide-eyed freshmen who desire the same authentic community. It's not flashy, but it's faithful. It's not legalism. It's simply freedom found in the body of Christ. It's not always the most exciting Sunday morning activity for an exhausted college student. Yet, it's enduring. Don't neglect the bride of Christ, but cling to her, being encouraged as we daily draw near to the living God. Hebrews 10:22-25. You won't regret it in the long run. I promise.
Thank you for listening to another episode from the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, which provides audio articles of Christian Research Journal articles. If you go to equip.org, you will find a brand new article for the Christian Research Journal published weekly. In addition, please subscribe to our other podcasts. Wherever you find your favorite podcasts, you will find the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, the Postmodern Realities podcast, which features interviews with Christian Research Journal authors, our flagship podcast, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and the Hank Unplugged podcast, where CRI President Hank Hanegraaff takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in in-depth, free-flowing, essential Christian conversations on critical issues with some of the most interesting and informative people on the planet. At equip.org, you will also find a lot of resources to equip you, including many thousands of Christian Research Journal articles. That's EQUIP.org.